USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the country is making real progress in the battle against the coronavirus, and Americans can't wait to get back to work.
We're seeing real progress. We're going to be following the data very carefully. But if as some of the experts suggest, if we are nearing the peak of the coronavirus, and if Americans continue to do what they've been doing now for weeks across the country, we believe we'd be in a very different place come the end of April, and we'll be able to bring forward recommendations.
The Vice President speaking there on CBN. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is formally endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden. The Vermont senator says President Trump needs to be a one-term president, and Biden says this endorsement means a great deal to him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy, and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New coronavirus research is proving what New Orleans has expected. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us Mardi Gras made their city much sicker.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says crowds of Mardi Gras tourists 2 weeks before federal advice came out to shelter in place might be one reason why Louisiana has experienced a spike in coronavirus cases. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says they wish they'd known.
It's hard to look back now and say we should have canceled Mardi Gras. But with 840 people deaths in the last 30 days here in Louisiana, surely some of those people probably wouldn't have been infected.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
With ongoing concerns regarding the coronavirus outbreak, the Supreme Court is going to the phones, as they're going to begin hearing oral arguments in some key cases by teleconference beginning in May. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer is facing backlash following an expansion of her state's stay-at-home order that prohibits not just public gatherings, but private ones as well, regardless of size or family ties. Whitmer's order, which took place over the weekend, says residents are now prohibited from visiting family or friends, with exceptions for providing care, as the state currently has the third highest number of COVID-19 cases, with just over 21,000. Former Arkansas governor and Fox News contributor Mike Huckabee tells Fox News we're shredding the Constitution while enforcing quarantine measures.
None of those people have been elected. And ultimately, while I respect what they're telling us and we need to listen carefully, these are decisions that are going to be made by the president and by the 50 governors of the states. And they make them based on what's best for their population and balancing the health concerns with the fact that right now we've got millions of people out of work, our economy is tanked, and it is really threatening the civil liberties of a lot of people. And that is a concern to me that I don't hear enough about, is how we are shredding the Constitution by telling people such things as you can't sit in a car by yourself, you're going to get arrested. You can't drive up to a church in your own vehicle, and the closest contact you have is with the police officer who comes and tells you you can't do it. There's some stuff that ought to scare the daylights out of us for the long-term future, Brian.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.